Intervju Radija Študent.
Pozdravljeni v rubriki RŠ Intervju. Še vedno poslušate Radio Študent na 89,3 MHz, z nami pa je skupina Zelisko, ki drevi ob 9. nastopa v baru Prulček. Da dobite boljšo predstavo o njihovi glasbi, bodo za začetek v živo akustično odigrali eno pesem. No pa ne jo kar sami predstavijo. English now. Welcome to Ljubljana. Welcome to Radio Student. Firstly, I would ask you to introduce yourselves and introduce the band as well.
Hello, everybody. I'm Dan Zelisko. I'm living in Mallorca. We come from Mallorca. We are Zlisko, and we are here with Sebas, who plays percussion, and Sabina here from Slovenia, who's the person who brought us here. Thank you very much for inviting us. Also with us is Sonia, kind of our tour manager. So hello everybody.
You all come from different countries, right? So how did the project come to be, and how did you come to live in Mallorca?
Actually, as many people did, I went for holidays. I'm originally from Poland. I went for holidays for a couple of weeks, and I loved it there. And I decided to stay. It's been like 20 years now. I'm living there. And then in a band we have Julian, who's from Argentina. He plays bass. And there's Salva, who plays kind of minimal drums. He's from Valencia, and Sebas, who's the at the moment the only person from Mallorca, plays in the band.
Yeah. So how did you meet? How did it happen?
Basically, we all live very close together. A little bit. Thank you to Sabina. This band was formed because with a former bass player, we live on the same street. I didn't even know he played the bass, but once I went to his house and I saw this double bass there, I said, okay, you've got to play with me. And so we started, and then he was a friend of Sebas, and Sabina, when she went to Mallorca, she stayed at his place doing couchsurfing, and then we connected with each other.
So, operating in Spain, where all foreign TV is dubbed and the context with the English language is limited, do you think having English lyrics makes it harder for the audience to connect or even understand what you're singing about?
Yes and no. Actually, Mallorca is very international. You can meet people from all around the world there. And, well, like half of my friends are English or American. And on the top of that, the lyrics we sing are more or less pretty simple, so I don't think it's difficult to understand them. And then from the beginning, when I started this band, I wanted to go abroad and play in different countries, so English is like international language. But right now we sing and play with different languages, in Polish, in Spanish, in Catalonian, and then English. So I think even if you don't understand the lyrics, I hope our music has this like, emotional baggage that everyone can understand. And we played for very different people in different places, and so at the end you connect with the music.
And how long did it take you to pick up the language, Spanish? Do you feel you can express yourself better in English or Spanish?
Well, I must say my Spanish is much better than my English. When I came to Spain, I could say basically hasta la vista, baby. That was all my Spanish. But then I think I picked it up pretty quickly. And 1 year I could like be more or less proficient. Now I start forgetting my Polish, actually. It's been like over 10 years since I went to Poland last time. So Spanish is my first language, but English is very close, I think.
Okay, so seeing you're currently playing a number of concerts in Slovenia and one in Austria, are you targeting a wider audience, and were you planning on that, on touring Europe from the start?
This is the idea. Actually, after the summer, we're going to Berlin and then to Poland. And looking for some other countries for the next year. There's some festivals in Sweden or Finland we're trying to get in. This is like our first European tour, if you can call it a tour. So we are very excited. Actually, we just got here to Ljubljana like an hour ago, and we play tonight at Prutek. Which we're looking forward to that show, and tomorrow we are in Graz in Austria for one festival, and then we coming back to Slovenia for Floating Castle Friday and Saturday. I don't even know what the day is today. This is so crazy. Yesterday we slept in Venice, here tonight we sleep here, and then Graz is like all crazy.
Was there a first concert you booked here and then planned the other ones around it?
No, it was the first one was Floating Castle. Actually, I wanted to come here for some holidays. So I contacted Sabina. It's like, why don't you find me some like small acoustic show so I can bring come with my guitar and play a little bit. And then they accept us for Floating Castle. And we started looking for other shows from that. The Grass, they confirmed like a month ago. Project, we knew for a long time now. And then we have another one in Nova Gorica. Yeah, Poletna Scena. Yeah. So yeah, Floating Castle was the first one.
So do you book concerts yourself? How did you go about looking for possible places to play around here? With Sabina,
This is like a very long question because for this show Sabina was our booker mostly. She contacted Prulcek, she contacted some other people. This festival in Graz was other contact we have, but the way it worked normally for European touring. Or national touring even. There are a couple of fairs in Europe where you can go and you can meet promoters from different festivals, so you can show them your music, you can talk directly, and many people, they probably close like 80-90% of their bookings in that fairs. So you just go there and you have maybe 50 or 100 festivals available to book. So this is how it works.
And what is the concert scene like in Mallorca?
There's a lot of very, very good musicians in Mallorca, different kinds. Any kind of music you'd listen to, you probably find like really good musicians. There are a couple of festivals now in September, they have another musical fair there. And yeah, plenty of bands, plenty of different musicians, different musical projects. I think there are some interesting artists. This girl who's from Macedonia, called Majka Makovsky, and she's like, I would say more or less known internationally. But there are a couple of other groups that have the pretty big fan base.
What about the venues? The bands like you mostly play bars, or is it like venues?
We used to last. This is the fourth year we are together, and the first two or three years we've been playing mostly locally, and now it's just like small bars, small venues, and there are a couple of medium festivals in Mallorca we can try to get into, and other than that you just go to fairs and try to get and play somewhere else, because at the end Mallorca is like very, very small. It's 70 kilometers long.
I read you're planning on releasing an album in the near future. Can you tell us more about that?
Actually the song we played, Morning Blues, is one of the songs that will appear on this album. We recorded this in January and we are closing the edition, so it's gonna be available probably after the summer. It's called Unbreakable and we recorded live in a studio.
So the four songs that are out now
Tekken Blues, which you can find on our Facebook. It's our previous EP we recorded last year.
Ah, okay.
So this one is going to be a LP. Nine songs, I think.
Okay, so what can the audience expect from your concert tonight at Prulcek?
For sure it's going to be fun. We love to improvise, and every concert we do is different. We like to connect with the audience, and normally most of our shows end up with a like huge party and people dancing and singing together. We also invited some local artists to play with us. This is what we love doing. There were some concerts that we just basically pick up people from the audience and bring them to the stage, and they play with us. So I think this is going to be interesting. I'm really, really looking forward to playing tonight in Plutzok.
And there is a jam session afterwards.
Yeah, we hope some local musicians pop up and will be willing to play with us.
Okay, so we have to wrap it up. Do we have time for another song? No, unfortunately not.
No problem. Sorry. Well, you just need to come to the show and listen to us.
Yeah, I guess. Thank you for coming to the radio for the interview.
Thanks a lot for having us here. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. I'll just sling in. To je bil intervju z mednarodno zasedbo Selisko, ki drevi ob 9. nastopil v baru Plulček. Zahvala gre Ines za super tehnično izvedbo, zdaj pa se vračamo nazaj na redni program Radio Študent.
Intervju Radio Študent.